In 1995, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers did a study that identified the entrance channel as a potential dredging project. You know, the Pollock fishery was soundly going at that point, and the containerized cargo, Delta Western, had fuel tankers and all those kind of things going on. And it really didn't slow down. So roughly 2010, 2011 around, some of the industries started indicating our ships are getting old and we're going to be bringing in bigger ships. And so what that meant was we couldn't get them over the bar. The bar today is about 43 feet.
And is that 43 feet deep?
43 feet deep. And truly a deep draft port. We claim that we're a deep draft port. Truly deep draft means 45 feet or greater. So the port might be deep draft, but you're not going to get a deep draft vessel in. So we started pushing these buttons with the Corps of Engineers, and we hired at that point a consultant to help get it back on the Corps' radar, basically, and say, hey, you know, we believe that there's still some very strong economic benefits to doing this.
And so that was about 3 years ago. The Corps did agree to take a fresh look at the feasibility of dredging. And in that time, what have they been studying exactly? And what are they going to present now?
They've been going through all the, you know, economic benefits, the environmental impacts, the engineering of that, looking at all the geotech. They've looked into, you know, marine life on the seafloor bed. They've looked at mammals in the area. They've identified a potential site for dumping the dredging material. And this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the Corps of Engineers is bringing out a team to present the draft feasibility study. And this is a really important milestone in terms of how the feasibility works into actually dredging. So this doesn't mean we're actually going to dredge.
Right. You've said that decision will come with the final draft in February, the complete version, when we're also likely to learn more about the cost.
And at that point, it's all about whether they can fund a project on a federal level, but they will make a recommendation as to what this project may or may not qualify for. And at that point, council has the opportunity to once again say, yeah, we are on board with this, or this isn't for us. This isn't the right timing. This isn't, you know, whatever it is.
So if those discussions are supposed to play out in February and beyond, what are we expecting to learn this week?
We should have a much better understanding of what their intentions are. Part of the study is we sent two of our Alaska Marine pilots down to do simulation work, and they spent a tremendous amount of time because every foot of water that we go deeper meant something to the industry for the ability to navigate vessels. And there's, you know, we've bounced back and forth between 60 and 50, and I think we're settling somewhere in the 58 range. We don't know for sure what their recommendation will be, but that is one of those pieces of information that's really important that will come out in the discussions of this feasibility study.
And beyond that very important number, what else are you eager to see from their study?
I'll be really interested to understand the determinations and how they reach the determinations on the impacts or no impacts on Front Beach, what that means to currents, what that means for, like, whatever you dredge. There's always the potential of that filling back in. Those are some of the things I want to learn is, like, okay, this has got great economic benefit for us. Well, does it have economic downturns? Are we going to end up with extra erosion control on the Front Beach or long-term maintenance requirements for keeping this open?